Beyond Consciousness with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 7, Astral Sex. Megan, this is Beyond Consciousness, Module 7. It's called Astral Sex. we should have, if you have room for it, just put something that says for 18 years of age and older only. If you don't have room, don't worry about it. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about astral sex. Now, my understanding is that this program is only sold and distributed to people who are 18 years of age and older. This particular module is only for adults. It's only for people who are age 18 and over. If you're not 18 or over, then this module is not for you. So skip it and do not continue listening. Just go on to the next module instead. If you are an adult, if you are 18 years of age or older, then continue listening. I think you're going to find this fascinating. Let's talk about astral sex. Well, astral sex can take your love life to the next level. It can also strengthen the bond between you and your lover. Astral sex is sex for the soul. Your soul is the deepest part of yourself. If regular sex is like glue, well, astral sex is like epoxy. Astral sex brings you to ecstasy that actually puts regular sex to shame. The experience is very special and unique, and the emotional connection is much stronger than the physical act. Everything is magnified, including the sensations and feelings. So your sex life will be totally new again. Having astral sex is like having sex again for the first time. You become one with the other person in a very different way, and it can take a lifetime to discover all of the wonders of astral sex. So let's talk about what astral sex feels like compared to physical sex. These sensations are felt as if in a vivid dream. Now, orgasms are much more immediate and explosive, and you will most likely experience multiple orgasms. It's not uncommon for both men and women to have continuous, long-lasting orgasmic sensations, and you will also connect with the person on the astral level. All sensations are heightened to another level of awareness. Every pleasure is intensified, and emotions are all-consuming. Physical limitations are completely removed, and you can intertwine in ways that are very difficult or wouldn't happen in your physical body. So let's talk about some of the other benefits of astral sex. You, first of all, will not be impregnating anyone or getting pregnant during astral sex, and so there's no need for any birth control during astral sex. During physical sex, you may want to use birth control because pregnancy is a real possibility, but not with astral sex, not with sex with your soul only. Also, there's no risk of sexually transmitted disease, so no need for condoms or spermicides. Those who wish to refrain from physical sex can do so, and those who are waiting for marriage or the right time to enjoy physical intimacy can still enjoy the pleasure of astral sex. A person who is physically incapable or medically restricted can also have astral sex as an alternative. Additionally, lovers who are apart can be together for astral sex. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can still be together because astral sex uses astral projection. So your soul leaves your body, the soul of your lover leaves their body, and your souls are united. And it doesn't matter where the two of you are in the world or how far apart you are. You can travel the astral plane and meet up with each other even when you're thousands of miles apart, and you can meet up wherever you want. So let's go ahead and look at this further and talk about how to have safe, mutually consensual, and enjoyable astral sex. Well, first of all, you'll want to enter a meditative state, both you and your lover. And again, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be separated by thousands of miles. But both of you need to do this at the same time. Enter a meditative state. Now, you already know this from the module on meditation. So enter a meditative state. Find the meditation procedure that works best for you. And, of course, you find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. And close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Now, it doesn't matter which position your physical body is in, because we're talking about your astral body, your soul. And so once your soul is out of your physical body, it can take on its own position. So it doesn't matter if you're sitting up or lying down. You don't have to be in a sexual position with your physical body in order to control what your astral body does. They are two completely different bodies. So after you're in a comfortable position and you have meditated, do you remember how to meditate? Ideally, you just close your eyes while you're in a comfortable position, breathe in and out deeply, and you begin to calm your mind. Perhaps you visualize that lake that's a little choppy at first, and then it calms down. Perhaps you hear a lot of chatter in your mind, and you let it calm down. Perhaps you sense a lot of motion, things going on in your life that you're sensing with your mind as you meditate, and you let it calm down. I suggest going back and reviewing the module on meditation to make sure you have that. Make sure you have that down. And then get in touch with your astral body and activate it. You remember how to do this. You think about the colors that your astral body would be giving off by just intuitively tuning into them. And then you focus on expanding your astral body. That's right. As it expands, you then move your astral body out of your physical body. Now, if you haven't yet mastered astral projection, I invite you to go back to that module and work on mastering astral projection if you want to have astral sex. Your partner will need to do the same. But let's say, for example, that one of you happens to be good at astral projection, the other one is still struggling with it. That can work as well, because the person who is good at astral projection can go to the person who is struggling with it without them even leaving their physical body. As long as your souls are together, that's fine. Use your astral body to reach out to the person you want to have a connection with. Now remember, this should be consensual. You have agreed beforehand that you will have astral sex with them, and they have agreed as well. So be sure that you have asked permission, you have talked this through, etc. It's consensual. Do not attempt to have astral sex with a person who has not given permission. And use your energy, your chakras, to align with each other. You know, the energy centers of your body. Use them to align with each other, align all of the chakras, and focus on a connection between the chakras, linking up the chakras from the one at the base of your spine all the way to the chakra at the top of your head, linking them up, feeling a connection, feeling a pathway from your chakra to theirs at each of the chakra levels, at all of the 7 major chakras. This is going to form a deeper connection and increase the satisfaction and intensity of your astral sex experience. Now, as the chakras move up from the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, to the crown chakra at the top of your head, they also move up in something that's similar to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Maslow's hierarchy of needs states that we have basic needs that we must meet, and we move all the way up to self-actualization. So, for example, if a person doesn't have food and shelter, well, they're going to need to seek those things first. That's a basic human need. After they have that, they can work on their higher level needs, eventually going up to self-actualization. Well, the chakras work the same way. And by the way, that word is pronounced chakra or chakra. It's your choice. The chakras work the same way. You start with the basic needs at the root, the base, the root chakra at the base of your spine, and move all the way up to the crown chakra at the top of your head. So it's good to connect in this manner as well, connecting first the root chakra, then moving your way up through the chakras and connecting them one by one. And as you align the chakras, you're going to become more and more filled with an intertwined feeling of extreme ecstasy, and use this time to enjoy each other and find one astral orgasm after another. So let's talk about your chakras in detail, because I feel that chakra linking during astral sex is very important. It's going to connect you at a very deep level. And by the way, you're going to be able to translate this into your everyday life, into your three-dimensional existence when you're in your physical body, this idea of linking your chakras. So starting at the bottom, the root chakra is all about survival and basic needs, as I mentioned, food, shelter, etc. The next chakra, as we move up at about your abdominal level, is your sacral chakra. That's concerned mostly with sex. Now, you may think, why link the other ones when you're having astral sex? After all, that's what this module is about. Well, sex should be about more than just sex. It should be about a connection between two people, a real connection. So this is your opportunity to go beyond the physical body and using the capacity that your soul has. So why not make full use of it? So yes, link the chakra that's at your abdominal level, which is the sacral chakra, which has to do with sex, but then keep moving up. Next is the solar plexus chakra, located at your solar plexus, and that is about power. Next is your heart chakra, located at your heart. Connecting those two, of course, that's about love. Love has to do with loving yourself and others. It's about giving and being open to receiving. So meditate on that as you link the heart chakra. Next is the throat chakra. If your relationship suffers from lack of communication, well, linking the throat chakras can be very powerful in opening that communication between the two of you. Next is the third eye chakra, which we've talked about in another module. This is, of course, located between your eyebrows. This is about perception, about using your psychic powers, about seeing the future together that the two of you can create. And the top chakra is at the top of your head. It's called the crown chakra. This is all about spirituality and opening you up to your connection to the rest of the universe. So, when meditating on this chakra, when linking it with your lover, you should focus on how you two are connected to the infinite universe. And then the rest is really up to you. Perhaps you've been in a situation where you've had a lover and you wish you could somehow be more connected to them. You could actually intertwine with them in a better way because, after all, there can be physical limitations. No matter how physically fit you are, there are always physical limitations. There are always limitations to the physical body. So this module is about helping you go past that. But realize that your life happens in your everyday existence, in your physical body. So bring with you from astral sex those wonderful experiences and translate them into your physical existence, into your physical body. It's going to enhance your relationship with them and help you move forward with them, help the two of you move forward and really work on a few things. So realize as you're going through the chakra connection, if there's anything you need to work on, such as communication at the throat chakra level or loving each other or accepting love from them or them accepting love from you, that's at the heart level. Or maybe you have basic needs that you still need to work on with them. Perhaps you're still struggling somehow to pay the bills or things of that nature. Well, it's a good way to get connected at that level as well so that you're both on the same page and both working forward toward achieving those goals and setting up a firm foundation that's going to allow you to move into enjoying the higher chakras. So go ahead and enjoy it. Have some fun. Explore. In the next module, the final module in this program, we're going to talk about reading auras. Now, reading auras, fascinating. I've enjoyed it for years. I remember seeing my dad's aura. My dad, who is no longer with us on this plane, he had a green aura. Green is the color of learning and teaching, and it was fascinating. In fact, we started a joke in the family. We started calling him Mr. Green because his aura was always green. But I was able to see that as a young adult because I started getting into reading auras early on when I was a teenager. And so I was able to see auras, and I still am. So you can see a lot about the intentions of people, and you can see a lot about who someone really is, and you can really connect with them better if you can see what we call their true colors. You can literally see their true colors. So it can be very fascinating. So join me in the next module as we talk about reading auras. I think you're going to find it a wonderful way to wrap up this program. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.